Hey fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. All right, Red Table Talk family, get ready for a wild and fun Red Table today. We need some laughter. I know I do. These are the times that you really lean on your friendships for comfort, support, and smiles. So I call the people who never, ever, 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 ever let me down. Get ready for a girls' trip. The Flossy Posse back together. Can y'all hear me? Nope, they can't hear me.
Hello?
Hello?
Am I on?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I don't know how to get on.
This cannot be it.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Tiff. Regina, can you hear me?
I hear you good.
You do?
Yeah. How can I make my screen larger?
You know I don't know.
You know what? And that's a real honest answer.
I don't think Queen is on yet. I can see her.
See what I got to do to hear.
She's trying to figure
it out. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear
I
you.
I don't think they can see me.
I think you got to click something on the bottom. We can see you, too.
Oh, I can hear.
You can hear?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah!
Flossy Posse in the house. Flossy Posse in the house. I glued on lashes for y'all. Can I pee for 1 second?
Yes, you can.
Okay, it ain't gonna take long. Except I need 20 seconds to wash a bitch's hands.
I'm so happy to see you guys today.
Thanks. I pressed my own hair today. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, that's what you were saying. Who did your hairline? Yeah, your hair looks nice.
Yo, I had to videotape some of it because I was like, yo, ain't nobody going. First of all, they ain't gonna believe that I even got some flat irons. Then they ain't gonna believe that I actually blew my hair out and pressed it. But I videotaped it.
This is real talk. Oh my God. This is for you, Jada. Pressing my hair. Throwing my hair out for Red Table Talk.
I look like Lion Babe when I blew my hair. I look like Jada at one of her little metal concerts. My hair was this big. It was big.
I feel you. Well, you know, at least you can do your hair. The only thing I know how to do is my makeup. My hair is just, forget it. That's why I got this hat on. I got tired of wearing the scarf, so I was just like, let me put on a cap.
It's cute, though.
All y'all look good. Y'all some fine-ass girl.
You
and
know
a woman.
Thank
ditto,
you.
Ditto, ditto, ditto. See, I'm going to share something with everybody. There was a period of time where I had lost all my edges. So when we went to do Girls Trip, Lai just came up on the trailer with thick edges, right? Now, I wasn't aware. Now, Jada got a lot of hair. I don't know if you all know that. But Jada had hers in a bang. I couldn't really see it. Although the other day, Jada did take her hat off. I think it's to hurt me. She took it off like this. She was like, girl, my hair's like this. She was running her fingers through like a hot cut with highlights. And then Lai decided to come. She was like, I'm going to slick mine back so she can see my waves and how big my hair is during this quarantine. So, you know, I have insecurities about mine, but I tried to lay them down today.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. Your edges are looking really just real smooth and thick, and the skin is glowing. So whatever you got going on over there is working.
This is why the Flossy Posse is the best, because it's that upliftment. Like, they're going to always keep it like... You good. So I love that.
I saw Tiff over there doing a fashion show.
Your show again, Tiff.
I saw you walking it out. Let's see you walk to the... Go ahead, prance it again. Let's see what you're wearing.
You know she look at her.
I said,
she
prance.
Went in
she
the Box prance. Beyonce Center.
Yes. And
look at you. Come on through. Come on through with the flowing active wear.
That praise and worship band.
You know what?
Well, what are y'all doing to keep yourselves entertained during this time?
Well, I'm here with my brother. He teaching me about video games.
I've been practicing doing the splits. The goal is by the time I'm out of here, I'll be able to do the splits.
Which one? To the left, to the right, or the middle ones?
I'm practicing all the way, every way.
You get that Russian split, yo.
That's
one
the one that, in the middle, like, right?
Yeah, that's that one.
That one.
I've been watching movies, harassing friends. I'm learning how to strip.
You learning how to what?
Yeah, strip.
Wait a minute, you said you learning how to strip? Is that what you said?
I knew you had some hoe in you.
Well, you know, we all got a little hoe in us, lie. You know, that's how it goes. I'm learning how to, patience, big time. You don't really realize how much energy you hold until you gotta sit still, right? So just trying to find different ways to, like, release my energy. I'm doing a lot of push-ups.
Well, that's what I got batteries for.
Push-ups.
Push-ups.
Sit-ups. I'm telling you, this quarantine time body gonna be right. That's what I do know.
Oh, mine gonna be awful. Y'all gonna not let me strip when this quarantine body comes.
Oh, I heard about the quarantine 15. You know what I mean? I'm hearing people gaining 15 pounds in quarantine.
Yeah, I know. Food has definitely been an issue. But Tiffany, you were talking about you was using batteries for something?
Ooh.
What the hell was you talking about me?
Do you want me to show you? A toy I got from Groupon. It's great.
I really want to see what you got.
What you got, Tiff? See, La, you just love getting her started.
La's always instigating.
She always instigating.
She's always the one. La's like one of the siblings that's going to tell you to just go ahead and do it.
Yes.
And then when you get in trouble, she's going to be right there. And you're like, and your mother's going to be like, why did you rob the bank? And you have no answer, but La told me to do it.
So are there any dating updates?
Yes, Bumble be popping. Now, I'll be on the Bumble. And
what's
you can,
Bumble?
Like, talk to guys FaceTime without them having your phone number or nothing like that. And we've been watching TV shows together, them watching me cook something, me watching them cook something, stuff like that.
Has that been fun?
It's fun till the dudes be trying to pull their wee-wees out. Now, I don't want to see your thing just yet. I want to see that in real life, not on the camera.
First of all, I don't want to see no wee-wee. I want to see a long right. Dong. I'm saying.
They'll see. That's okay, just that. So y'all know, these are the kinds of conversations we were having on set of Girls Trip, okay? Just so that you know, this is it right here.
Oh my God.
I'm the virginal one. My ears, they close up upon talks of large penises.
Personally, I prefer small penises, personally, because I feel like small ones respect you. They kind, they buy you nice gifts, they take you nice places, they'll come and clean your house, fix your car for you. They small penises are penises of service. Big penises are disrespectful and just do whatever they want to do. They don't ever clean up after themselves.
I'm always a person that appreciates an average size, because that way we're both happy. You know what I mean? No one has shame. We have to look at what is beneficial.
Are we allowed to have drinks on here?
You said what?
What'd you say?
Are we allowed to have a
yeah,
cocktail?
That's essential.
It's
yeah,
my
you can
cocktail
have a cocktail.
Hour.
That's under
I'll
essential.
Right. This is what I've been drinking. I've been sipping on this every day a little bit.
Oh, wow. Watermelon.
See, if I was drinking, I'd have some.
And then I get on the treadmill and run for 30 minutes.
After you have a vodka?
And that way it don't hurt so bad. Yeah, after I had a vodka, that way it don't hurt.
Yo, this honestly, I've been sober through this whole pandemic.
Me too, La. There's an episode up this week about addiction, and I was just talking mm-hmm. about how those, you know, those old fear patterns come back in and be making you think you got to fall back on some, you know, old mechanisms of how to cope with things. You know what I'm saying?
Well, my old coping mechanism was big dick, so now this is it.
But now you're going to have a clean house. Like, you traded on one thing and you're getting exactly something else. See, it's a balance.
Stay where you at.
I can't with you. So, Regina, the RTT staff found this gem, okay, last week on Showtime's All the Smoke, where you were the hot topic.
Do you have a crush out there?
I like Regina Hall.
Yep.
What'd you say?
We both like that. Nah, we can't both like that. Let me ask about it.
I got a girlfriend. I'm off the market, but I still like her.
Okay.
Ooh, got some folks crushing on you, Regina.
That's so nice. I got shy right now.
Do y'all have any celebrity crushes?
I like Giancarlo Stanton, number 27 from the New York Yankees. I think he's very handsome.
Okay, so that's your celebrity crush.
That's one of them. I got a few.
Who is yours, Jada?
My celebrity crush right now? Governor Cuomo.
Oh, my good. And listen, Governor Gavin Newsom, I'm not mad at either of those
two. I don't miss a press conference. When Cuomo's on, I'm like, got to go see my celebrity crush right now. Sorry.
Yep. But have you guys seen The Witcher? That show, The Witcher, on Netflix?
Yeah, that's Henry Cavill. That's the guy that plays Superman.
Henry Cavill.
He can get it as a witch. He could get it as a witcher. I'll be a witch and he could come hunt me. He got all white hair, so he looked wise.
Yeah, it ain't no joke.
Got that strong jawline. Wait a minute, we didn't hear who's locked celebrity crush is.
Me and Lob been talking and we got the same one. It's Will Smith.
You know, they say cuz.
That's right.
That's funny. You know, I was not expecting that at all.
I was trying to wear some merch today, too. Yeah, I should go change
it to my
beard.
That's funny.
I like the girl. She's a Brazilian model.
Ooh, you're talking about Adriana Lima. She's a cutie.
Oh, yeah.
That's my
favorite. Yeah, she's a cutie for sure.
She's...
She got some fire, too.
Yeah, she got fire.
Yeah,
I like
she fiery.
Her.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Right there. But then, if we're talking about females, then I'm into Meryl Streep.
Okay.
Hey, she's from Jersey. I understand that completely.
Meryl Streep. Okay. All right, Tiff.
You know your Marilyn came out. You like Meryl Streep.
I'm into Dalai Lama.
Dalai Lama. You would
That's
be.
My baby.
That's, yep.
That's so cute.
The Dalai Lama is... you know, he wakes up and he prays from 1 to like 6 a.m.
Yep.
That's an amazing thing.
What is he praying for from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m.?
He's praying for everybody.
Everyone.
And peace for the world. You actually got the chance to meet him, though, Regina, right?
And I kissed him right
you
there.
You sure did.
He looked at me. Did you? And he said, you... come here. And he said, you can kiss me here. And then he said, not here. And he laughed. Like that. Because he probably knew. He was like, that one right there.
He's about to go up in his mouth. That's a day. You can't do that, Regina. Go up in the Dalai Lama mouth.
Our RTT family sent in some questions for us. First up from Chelsea from New York.
Hi, ladies. My name is Chelsea, and I'm from Mayapak, New York. And I need to know, are you planning a sequel? And if you are, where do you want your characters to travel this time?
Well, you knew somebody was going to ask that.
You know what? I think for me, I think we're all down. We just want to make sure it's amazing. We just want to make sure that it's the right thing and a great thing.
Yep, I agree.
The answer is yes, and I can't wait to do it because I can't wait to work with y'all again, and I hope we get to go somewhere fun.
What if we shot it in Rarotonga or the Samoan Islands, like where the big Samoan men are?
Oh, I know those islands are beautiful.
Do they have little dicks? That's the question. Because I don't want to go anywhere where the big ones are. Now that I've gotten this new information.
I can't.
From Stephanie.
Next question is from Anastasia from Santa Monica, California.
So my question is for Jada. You and Kofi had some pretty intimate scenes. So I was just wondering, how did Will feel watching that? Was he uncomfortable at all?
Oh, yeah. How did Will feel about that? I want to know. That's a good question.
No, you know, it would be more difficult if he wasn't an actor and if he didn't know how... Those kind of scenes are not intimate at all. They're not necessarily fun or sexy. As you guys know, you got a whole bunch of people there. sitting there looking at you and they're like, turn your head this way. Go there, you know.
I don't know, Jada. I just did my first little sex scene and I liked everybody watching and telling me what to do.
Then. I would get that. I could see how that would be fun for you.
I want to know, Jada, have you talked to or seen Kofi since we did Girls Trip?
I haven't. I haven't seen him at all.
Wait. I just got a text. It probably is nothing, but it does say, it says, tell Jada I'm gonna f*** her up if she does another love scene with Kofi. Wait, sign WS. Who's WS? I don't know. Ignore. We'll do that later. I don't know who that is.
All right, let me just go to the next question. It is Marissa from Queens, New York. She writes, when my girls and I get together, we play a game called Who Is, and we wanted you to try it. Can you answer these questions? Oh. Ready? Who is the best secret keeper?
La.
I would definitely say La. And I would say Regina, too. I don't know about me and you, Tiff.
I'm going to tell you right now, unless you tell me, you have to tell me, Tiffany, this is private, then I won't say nothing. But see, if you don't say that.
Right. La and Regina are so private. So, you know, they don't say nothing about nothing. So
you got to be like, do not tell nobody. I'll be like, all right.
All right. So.
And I won't say, I'll never say nothing again. But if you don't tell me that, it's coming out. It's people going to know.
Who is the most sensitive and most likely to cry?
Jada, you will shed a tear.
I will shed a tear. Over anything, too.
We think. I know.
I almost cried when I saw y'all come on.
Jada can hear a misogynistic lyric and be like, I don't believe that. Jada.
Why would y'all be listening to this type of music?
No, it's all true. Who's the most competitive?
Lie. Why am I the most competitive?
Because you're always challenging somebody. Like, you always challenging somebody.
To do what?
I know I'm really competitive in spades.
Yeah, I think we all are in spades.
Wait, Regina, you play spades?
Yes.
Yeah, I play spades. We played at Law's house.
We played at Law's house. I was trying to keep it cool.
See, y'all are much more competitive because y'all crazy.
Yeah, oh, that's real. When it comes to spades,
that's why
I don't really be playing. They were trying to start a spades game. My sister-in-law who's here with me, I was like, no, this is family time. We in here. No, we can't do spades. We don't have no place to go to get away from each other.
Regina, I got this app. We got to get on there and beat Anthony Anderson and Shaka and all them. We got to beat all their ass. I need a really good partner
because I'm nice.
I'm nice, too.
All right, ladies, fishbowl. So as y'all know, the fishbowl is a tradition. So since we can't be together, y'all have y'all own fishbowls. Tiffany, you go first.
Once and for all, tell me what the deal is with you and Drake and Drake's dad.
What?
You doubling down, Tiff?
I wrote a joke about something that really happened because Drake's dad hit on me. And I told Drake, I'd much rather be your baby mama than your stepmama get your daddy. And since then, Drake has been like a third cousin and his dad is like a very distant uncle where we smile at each other when we see each other. And it's a little hug and then we keep our distance.
Okay, got it. Okay.
And that's the truth.
Not like a third cousin.
But, so that means I would hit that, because you can hit third cousin.
That's true, because the kids would be okay. Teresa from St. Louis. Regina, what's the one thing people don't know about you, and do you have a secret passion?
I don't think people know how focused you are on your spiritual growth. Like, you really about that business. For real, Regina. You're a strong meditator.
Yeah, that would be it, that people wouldn't realize that's probably first in my life.
Yeah.
I said, and that I stripped that
and
earlier.
Now everybody knows. See, I don't think they knew that doc, you know what I'm saying? That right there, this. All right, La.
My question is from Shelly from Chicago, and she asks, Queen, what did you stock up on when the pandemic hit? I immediately stocked up on food.
Yeah.
Bullets. I ain't going front. I'm gonna make sure everything is locked and loaded around here.
That's what I stocked up on bullets.
Listen, the queen got to handle the castle around here.
We'll come over this gate.
You know, listen, I'm surprised you didn't say that was the first thing you stacked up.
Listen, I was trying to show some growth.
You were being polite.
And not be as nork as I normally could be. Listen, I've been cooking a lot. I didn't realize I could even cook like that. You know, baking chickens and making mashed potatoes from scratch. And, you know, honestly, I've been cooking and cleaning so much around here that I have, like, literally stopped and praised my ancestors for all the backbreaking work that they did. You know, like, my great-grandmother, she kept house. She was basically a housekeeper, took care of the kids, cooked clean. Out of 365 days, I think she worked 350-something days, and she made $209.
Wow.
When I started kind of getting in a way about things, and that knowledge sort of hits me, and I change my perspective.
Yep.
And it just also makes me very grateful.
I definitely will say that this pandemic will change how I live. You know what I'm saying? After it. Everything that I'm putting in perspective. Holly from St. Paul, Minnesota. Jada, what is your favorite work from home fashion for yourself? Your go-to quarantine looks. My go-to quarantine looks are every day sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
In my quarantine look.
Yeah. I mean, I got a little more dress for you guys today. You know what I'm saying? Put on a little leather jacket to hide my little tank top.
When I take this off, this onesie, this is my quarantine look.
Hey,
this onesie.
Okay. At least it's cute.
I'm going to walk around here like a broke ballerina.
Give us body, Tiff.
Don't drink too much water. That's 10 minutes.
Regina got a purple catsuit story. Listen, just believe her when she tell you don't drink too much off that catsuit.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I love it.
Part two. Tiffany, if you could have an on-screen kiss with anyone, who would it be with?
Ooh.
It depends. Now, if it's like this, if it's one of these kisses, That's me and Merle Street. Thank you, Grandma. Mwah.
Got it.
Yeah. If it's one of these kisses, I got a long list. Okay, Henry Cavill, Tom Cruise, he could get it.
Okay.
Blair Underwood.
Oh, Blair. Yep.
That's a good one.
Kofi could get it because it looked like it was good, Jada. It looked like it was good. I wanted to try some.
Oh, so that's why you was asking me about Kofi. You was asking for you. That's why you was asking about
Kofi. Well, you know, me and his mom is real cool. I'm working on it.
Okay.
I would like to kiss Michael B. Jordan. Definitely could get me.
Okay.
I'm going to tell him. I'm going to be like, this is going to be an actor's thing. I'm very professional with it. And then he'll be like, okay. I'm like, I'm going to say no tongue. Okay, no tongue. And then when we do it, I'm like, Damon Wayans.
I'm gonna watch that.
I would like to kiss Adam Sandler too.
I think Adam would enjoy that.
I think he would too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're a beautiful woman. Most are gonna enjoy it. You know what I mean? Let's keep that very clear.
Yeah.
You're not gonna have.
You know, I'm gonna make them wiggle before I make them wiggle.
I love it. Now let's talk about some projects. Well, Regina, you got Black Monday out now, right?
I do. It's been good. It's crazy to do press. Like, the interviews have been Zoomed. My first one I did, and I want to thank you right now, Jada, because I learned a lot of things yesterday. They were like, okay, the camera's got to be eye level. My was under my titties. I mean, when I the camera looked like this, this is how I look. I was like, this ain't right. And no breath. And I was like, hey, does that look right? But now I'm realizing, you know, where to look. It's like, so it's been a learning process doing press.
I love it. Tiff, you got The Last OG?
Yeah, premiered last night on TBS, and it'll be coming on every Tuesday.
Okay. And then you got your song that you just put out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the song, yeah, Come and Get Your Baby
Come
Daddy.
Come and Get Your Baby Daddy, Come and Get Your Baby Daddy.
Come and get your baby daddy, come and get your baby daddy.
Yeah, I came with that song because, you know, it's a lot of baby daddies that be hollering, and I don't want to date nobody that got kids under the age of 18.
Okay, I get it. So that was the inspiration for Come and Get Your Baby Daddy, Come and Get Your Baby Daddy.
Come and Get Your Baby Daddy. That's the new title. Come and get your big dick baby daddy. That's it.
Come and get your baby.
That's the new song. Because he over here being disrespectful. He over here disrespectful with all that dick. That's right.
Oh my God.
Oh God. La.
Look, totally switching gears. Just aired the Clark sisters, First Ladies of Gossip on Lifetime. I mean, we joking and everything, but that aired on Lifetime. It was the story of the Clark sisters, and it was a huge success. And I'm just so glad people got to see their story told, just people whose voices have just inspired so many people through the years.
Yeah.
Look at this. This is my mama. I guarantee you. Hold on. My mom doing an interview. I'm going to call you right back.
Hey, Mom.
That was Mama.
That's funny.
Well, can I ask y'all one question as my big sisters?
Yeah.
Because this newfound celebrity, it's not that new no more, but I have, you know, I still have hood instincts. And there are people that are challenging me and I want to roll up and beat they ass. How do I combat that?
Just don't do it. Because let me tell you, every last one of us, Latifah, like Regina, myself, we've been there. And let me tell you, it doesn't get you anything.
Jada, when the last time you put your hands on somebody? When the last time you broke them paws out?
Oh, man, it's been years. That's been a long time. It's not to say that I haven't felt that way. Let me tell you, I felt the same way you feeling right now. Energies will come your way to bring out certain things in you to hold you back. That's all it is, and I always have to remember that. And it's up to me. I can either respond and allow those things to take me to a place that's going to set me back, right? Or I can just get into that space of restraint, because most of the time, that's just our ego.
Listen, you have made it. God has blessed you to be in an amazing position. Your whole life is a testimony. Don't you dare let nobody bring you down to that level, okay?
Amen.
Period, dot.
We got to level up.
Level up.
It's all about leveling up, babe. That person really can't affect us unless we let them.
And they keep pushing you and they put their hands on you, then can you hit them back?
Okay, now if somebody put their hands on you, that's a whole nother thing.
I would just have at least three to five moves instantly ready to dead them.
See? That's... Just so y'all
should
know.
Should they touch you? Just be ready to break some, catch him with an elbow. True. You know what I'm saying? Hit him with a heel.
There go lie. There go lie.
That's lie. That's lie. Oh, yeah.
This is what I needed, though. This is exactly what I needed. I needed a good freaking laugh. That's why I wanted us to come on and just talk and have a good time, because I know there's plenty of other people out there that need a good laugh, too, and just something else to think about.
Love
you guys.
All right. Love you.
Love! She's playing! Take us out, La. Yes!
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/redtabletalk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk Podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.